भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 3 Chapter 21, Conversation between Manu and Kardama, and text number 50. संक्रमणं देव सतां संकर्षणान्ते वधाय चास्तां यस्त्वं हरेर शक्ति हि फली पालिनिः। नूनं च अंक्रमणं देव सतां समाकर्षणाय च वधाय च असतां यस्त्वं हरे शक्तिर्हि फलिनी पालिनी। नूनं चंक्रमणं देव सतां संरक्षणायते वधाय च सतां यस्त्वं हरे शक्तिर्हि पालिनी। नूनं चंक्रमणं देव सतां संरक्षणायते वधाय च असतां यस्त्वं हरे शक्तिर्हि पालिनी। नूनं चक्रमणं देव सतां संकर्षणायते संरक्षणायते वधाय च असतां यस्त्वं हरेर्शक्तिरिपालिनी। Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The tour have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons. Since you embody the protecting energy of Lord Sri Hari, it appears from many Vedic literatures especially histories like Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas, that the pious king of old used to tour their kingdom in order to give protection to the pious citizens and to chastise or kill the impious. Sometimes they used to kill animals in the forest to practice the killing art, because without such a practice they would not be able to kill the undesirable elements. Kshatriyas are allowed to commit violence in that way because violence for a good purpose is a part of their duty. Here two terms are clearly mentioned: Vadhaya, for the purpose of killing, and Asatam, those who are undesirable. The protecting energy of the king is supposed to be the energy of the Supreme Lord. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 8th verse, the Lord says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. The Lord descends to give protection to the pious and to kill the demons. The potency, therefore, to give protection to the pious and kill the demons or undesirable is directly an energy from the Supreme Lord. And the king or chief executive of the state is supposed to possess such energy. In this age, it is very difficult to find such a head of state who is expert in killing the undesirables. Modern heads of the state sit very nicely in their places and try without reason to kill innocent persons. Om Ajnana Dimirandhasya Dhananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Vancha Kalpataruvascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Paditanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. Nunam Cha Ankramanam Deva Satam Samrakshanayate Vadhaya Cha Asatam Yastvam Harehe Shaktir Hi Palini. The tour you have undertaken, O Lord, is surely intended to protect the virtuous and kill the demons, since you embody the protecting energy of Sri Hari. Here Prabhupada clears two things in the purport. First of all, that Srimad Bhagavatam and Puranas, he called it them as a histories and a part of a Vedic literature. Generally, when there is a debate on the scriptures or any issues, then generally they give pramana or evidence from Vedic literature. till date, if there are some arguments on particular aspects of a social order, law and everything, and when there is a debate amongst the scholars, they will ask you, does it has any Vedic evidence for this? Is it a Vedavakya? And few people, they consider Puranas not as a part of Vedic literature. They think that you can't use them as a evidence. But Prabhupada clearly mentions that Vedic literature, especially the histories, because whatever has happened, itihasa, this is what happened. That is a great evidence. And here it is explained, because if you read a itihasa like a Mahabharata, there are different conversations between Sir Vidura and Yudhishthir, then Vidurji and Dhritarashtra, then Bhishma Dev and all other Pandavas, where the wonderful laws of different Varnas and Ashramas as explained. And the same thing we can find in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Because Srimad Bhagavatam is also the history from the creation. How everything has happened, how everything has manifested. And how all the kings, Brahmanas, Vaishyas, Kshatriyas, Shudras, Purushas, Striyas, all they have followed their own dharma, own religion. Here, the world religion, we are considering in context of duties, the things that need to be followed by particular person, particular group of society, particular group of human being. So here we are finding a wonderful conversation between the first human emperor, Swayambhuva Manu, who is the direct son of Lord Brahma, and who has established the course of conducts for human being, irrespective of their caste, creed, location, nationality. Swayambhuva Manu is the first human being who has given us the law book, which is known as a Manusmriti, which gives the course of conducts that must be followed by human being. And not only he has just given it, but he has followed it in his own life. And that's what we are seeing it here. As per the instruction of his own father, Lord Brahma, he has come to the hermitage of Kardama Muni, who is a great hermit, who is a great yogi, one of the great sage. For thousands of years he is performing austerity. And when the daughter of Swayambhuva Manu became qualified to get married, she attended a particular age. That time Swayambhuva Manu, he was looking for a good match for her. And then he asked Lord Brahma. See, this is what the first and foremost duty of a father. When daughter comes to a proper age of getting married, he should be concerned about that, and he should go and he should search for a proper match for his daughter. And Manu Maharaj, by his own example, he showed it. What he did, first of all, he approached Lord Brahma. his own father. So anything you do in your life, first have a word with our seniors, our elders, because they have a great experience than us. They have led their life. They know the nos and cons of the subject matter. So he went and he asked his own father. Not only asked, but he took it as an instruction from him and he followed it in his life. Sometimes as a formality we go and ask people, but we do what we supposed to do. But here Manu Maharaj had shown the wonderful relationship between he and his own father. So that should be an ideal relationship between the father and son. Then second thing, when Brahmaji asked him to approach Kardama Muni and get your daughter married to him, he never retaliated that statement by arguing with his father. Oh father, how you can say that? She is my own daughter. I tender her, I care her so much. And how I can give her in the hands of some hermit who is staying in the forest? My daughter, who is so attractive, even the demigods, they get allured by seeing her beauty. They fall down from their aeroplanes. He never argued in such a way with his father. He just took that instruction as it is, because he had proper understanding that the real purpose of a human life to get rid of attachments. And the greatest attachments in this material world for the man is woman. And the man who has this development of detachment for this material world is a qualified person to take a responsibility in this world. And that's why he approached the great sage Kardama. Now the conversation begins when Swayambhu Manu came and he stood in front of Kardama Muni. What has happened? By seeing Swayambhu Manu, this great hermit, Kardama Rishi, he welcomed him, gave him asana, and they had a wonderful conversation. And that conversation began with this verse. And there he asked, O king, he called him as a lord, because king is considered as the expansion of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Because king, he maintains the kingdom. He maintains his own subject. In the creation, the main most important function of maintenance is done by Lord Vishnu. And to establish something, to run something, you need to have administration. Shasan, that's what we called it as. And king is called as a shasaka, who establish the rules, who establish the administration, and who administer. And that's why he is considered as the expansion of Lord, or Vishnu Anshaha, Rajo Vishnu Anshaha. And Lord also says, Naranam Naravaram Asmi, Nuram Naravaram Asmi. Naravara means king. And amongst the Purushas or human beings, Lord says, I am the king. Naranam Naradi. and a particular potency of the Lord, that is to create a anushasan. And how to create that? By satam samrakshanaya asatam vadhayacha, by protecting the virtuous and by killing the undesirable. Who are these undesirable elements of society? This undesirable elements means who does not follow the rules, or who does not abide the rule created by the king, and who are creating disturbance in the society. So what sort of a disturbance? Disturbance at all the levels, at physical, at mental, and in spiritual level. King has to check them that the kartavya, duty of a virtuous king who creates checkpoints for the disturbance creating elements. He establishes Gurukul, gives donations, and protects Brahmanas. He takes care of an intellectual need of the society. He protects Vaishyas, creates facility for them, and maintains them so that the Vaishyas can create enough economic development in the kingdom. By administering different projects for creating a wonderful facility for the citizens, he gives employment for Shudras. And to create and to protect the boundaries of the kingdom, he gives employment to Kshatriyas. In this way, he is the, as explained here, has the potency of Supreme Personality of the Godhead. The potency to give protection to pious and kill the demons or undesirable is a directly energy of the Lord Shri Hari, which is given to the pious king. And in the last part of the purport, Prabhupada says, this thing is lacking in the modern society. If you go around the world, you will not find such a virtuous king nowadays. Because there are no Kshatriyas in rule, in control. Today's world is controlled by not even a Vaishyas. Because Vaishyas mean they had some piety, some pious attitude. But nowadays, the so-called goons and what we called as a demons actually, they are controlling the whole world. They are choosing the leader. If leader itself has a, this, as he said, that miserly attitude, how the kingdom will progress? How there will be a development? And we can see that. Everywhere it's happening, in all the rules. Even the most important part for the society, which is known as education, that is also controlled by the Vaishyas, not by the Brahmanas, or not by the people who are having a Brahminical qualities. And that's why what they are producing? Undesirable element in the society. And what you can desire from the undesirable? Nothing. Only a chaos. And that's what's happening in the modern society. Because the people who are supposed to train the kids, who are supposed to educate the children, students, they themselves are not good teachers. Then how they can produce? Like a countries like a Japan, at least they have a lot of respect for the teachers. Do you know the highest paid salaries in the Japan? Who has? Teachers. Teachers are highly paid and respected in Japan. Once, some lawyer, they put some case, public litigation, in the court. Why these teachers are given so much salaries and facilities in our country? Then the Supreme, the judge, he gave his judgment, because you are their student. Whatever and however you big you may be, but you are their student, and they are always greater than you. That's why they should be paid highly than anyone in this world. So this is what actually a Vedic system. Nowadays, these demonic people, they are creating a logan in the society, or logo in the society. They are creating a misunderstanding between these different classes. To exploit them and to rule over them, they are creating all this nuisance. And they are trying to make each other fight. Because if there is a fight, then they can able to sell their product, ammunition, which has highly expensive material, and they get a lot of income benefits. And for that, they are creating a disturbance everywhere. That's why there is a unrest in the whole human society. And cause that has given here, that modern heads of the state are not virtuous and pious. They are not able to kill the undesirable element and to protect the innocent. Previously, there used to happen a wars. But how they used to fought that war? That war used to be fought somewhere, some open and barren land, where the two kings, they come together and they used to fight, have a fight there. They never used to attack directly on the cities and the innocent people. But for last thousands of years, if you see in the history, what's happening? The so-called kings were nothing but demons in the form of Kshatriyas. They were attacking innocent people. They are killing them. Like a country like Saudi Arabia, you see. The people who stays there itself, they say, we don't know who is our friend. The person who is a friend now, he can become our enemy next moment. Even though it is the biggest tract of a land, but it is the most unrestful place to stay. People are always in a fear that next moment somebody will come and kill them. Why is it so? Because they don't have a king who can kill this undesirable enemy and who can protect the Satan. Because to create a king, you need to have a proper Brahminical institute which can create kings. And in the Vedic era, they had that. They had this Gurukul system where they can create a proper king, a proper citizen, a proper Vaishya who can lead a human life not like an animalistic life nowadays that we are living. And if you want to really have a peaceful society for the next generation, then we need to create this Brahminical atmosphere. And how that can be created? By understanding it from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the Puranas, from the Itihasas. And that's what needed. A society means all four groups: Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. Not only a so-called one kind of a group. Otherwise there will be a chaos, and that's what's going on. So here we can understand two things from this purport. That first thing is that Srimad Bhagavatam is a part of Vedic literature. It's the history of a Vedic era. And second thing, the king is having the potency of Lord Sri Hari. That potency, which has explained by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, that paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushmatam. Why Lord appears? To protect the virtuous and kill the empires. And that same potency is given to the virtuous king. Hare Krishna. Bolo Maharaj. श्रीमद् भागवतम में तो वही लिखा है. पहले से ही चलता था.
ऊंचा पुल के ब्राह्मण जो है नीचे वाला सब शादी कर सकते, नीचे वाला जो है ऊपर.
अनुलोम और प्रतिलोम कहा जाता था उसको. जब ब्राह्मण ब्राह्मण के साथ, वैश्य वैश्य के साथ, क्षत्रिय क्षत्रिय के साथ शादी करता है तो उसको प्रतिलोम कहा जाता है. और अनुलोम यानी जब ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय के साथ, क्षत्रिय किसी वैश्य के साथ विवाह कर लेता है तो उसको अनुलोम कहा. जिससे कि अलग अलग प्रकार की सृष्टि हो. जैसे ब्राह्मण पिता और क्षत्रिय माता हो तो जो ये उत्पन्न होती है, क्या कहते हैं उसको, प्रजा उत्पन्न होती है, वे ज्यादातर वैद्य लोग होते हैं. क्या कहा?
उसको बच्चा कैसे होता है? क्षत्रिय के माता ब्राह्मण पिता
नहीं, ये क्षत्रिय शूद्र वैश्य ये उस समय जन्म से नहीं था ना, गुण कर्म के हिसाब से था. अभी जैसे महाराज ऋषभदेव, उनके 100 पुत्र थे, उसमें से 9 तो योगी बन गए, नव योगेंद्र जिनको हम कहते हैं, वे तो ब्राह्मण और बाकी के सारे क्षत्रिय हुए जिन्होंने राज्य किए.
हमारे में एक सिस्टम है, वहां क्या करते हैं, जो ब्राह्मण लड़का हो और लड़की क्षत्रिय हो, उसे निकलने वाला जो बीच में निकलता है उसको खात्री बोलते हैं, फर्स्ट क्लास क्षत्रिय बोलते हैं. खात्री होते हैं. और कैसा भी है, हमारे में 3 प्रकार के ब्राह्मण होते हैं.
कैसे होता है?
हमारे पूर्विया ब्राह्मण, उसके बाद में कुमाई ब्राह्मण, और उसके बाद में जाके जयसी ब्राह्मण बनते हैं. ब्राह्मण भी 3 कैटेगरी में, पूर्विया ब्राह्मण, शुद्ध ब्राह्मण. तो उसके बाद में ब्राह्मण जो है विद्वाई ब्राह्मण जो रहते ब्राह्मणी जो रहते हैं उसको ले आया, तो उसके निकल आए तो फिर उसे वो बनता है चैसी बन जाता है, उसे थोड़ा थोड़ा नीचे हो जाते थोड़ा सा इस टाइम। और कुमाऊँ में जो रहने वाले जो लोग आके ब्राह्मण तो भोग करके वहाँ रहे हैं, भारत के कुमाऊँ जो है वहाँ से जो आए हैं उनको हम लोग कुमाई ब्राह्मण करते हैं, उसको दूसरा बढ़ जाते हैं। तो तीन प्रकार के ब्राह्मण होते
हैं,
तो पूर्व्या ब्राह्मण जो रहते हैं वो दोनों के घर में नहीं खाते, जो पूर्व्या ब्राह्मण तो आजकल क्या हुआ कि तीनों ब्राह्मण एक हो गए, सबको मिला दिया, आजकल सब में एक आपस में शादी करना वरना सब खुला कर दिया ना हुआ। आप क्योंकि अभी तो सब नष्ट हो गया सब, तो वो भी धीरे धीरे खत्म हो गया। और शूद्र लाने के बाद तो वो जात पतन होता है, ऐसे ही हमारे जब शूद्राणी लिया तो उसको
अभी ब्राह्मण है
हाथ काट देते हैं, उसको चूल्हा चमका आना और भोज भत्ते में रहना साथ में ऐसा सब निकाल देते हैं, नहीं हो पाता।
वही तो है ना,
हमारा जो पड़ोसी था उसने पड़ोसी दूसरा कास्ट का था उसको कोई नीचे वाला, तो उसको ले आया तो उसका दूसरा घर दिया, वो भी खुशी खुश के साथ मेरे समाज ऐसे करेगा ठीक है मैं भी वो रहूँगा करके वो ऐसे रहता है। तो नहीं आते किसी के घर में, अपना भाई होंगे घर पर भी घुसता नहीं हो, बाहर ही रहता है अपने काम हो।
नहीं एक्चुअली उसी के कारण ना वैदिक संस्कृति नष्ट हो,
ऐसे है
जैसे ये कहता है अपना अर्जुन बताते हैं भगवद गीता में कि वर्ण संकर जाए,
खत्म हो गया
अभी तो सब खिचड़ी।
अभी वर्ण संकर से क्या एक्सपेक्ट करोगे आप ही बताओ, हम भी क्या कर रहे हैं वही प्रमोट कर रहे हैं।
अभी जो पढ़ रहे हैं यहाँ पे सब कुछ कर रहे हैं, तो मैं तो